As we get set for the Rivermen and the Barons again tonight from Carve Arena, it's time for tonight's Coach's Conversation, brought to you by Auto Owners Insurance and Mungie Crouch Mahoney in Pekin. Their phone number 347-7706. We're with Rivermen head coach Jared Bednar and Coach 5 in a row, and maybe for the first time since the early part of the season, it's been the offense that's been carrying their weight. The goals are up, the shots are up, and you've won 5 in a row.
Yeah, we've had some contributors from a few different or unusual places. I think you see that our bottom six forwards are really chipping in as of late. They scored a big goal late in the period there to push us to overtime in the second game. And then our defense are contributing in an offensive standpoint as well. You saw Nathan Oystrick, he got the overtime winner on a shot from high in the slot area or out past the top of the circles, and he drove through to the net 4-4 and able to get us a big goal, get us a win.
You don't like playing from behind, but how about tying the game 4 different times? Teams playing like it doesn't like to lose.
Yeah. Certainly after the first couple of times, we were really concentrating on getting the goal ahead goal, but you got to give Oklahoma City credit. They kept coming and coming, and every time that we squared the game, they found a way to take the next step and get the go ahead goal. So we were chasing it the whole game. I didn't really like our start, and there were certain periods of the game that weren't great, but certainly there was areas that we played very well too. So I'd like to see a little bit more of a 60 minute effort here from our group tonight, and I think we're going to need it.
I'm sure you like the game tying goal in the third period, but how about that first one right after the shorthanded goal goes up? You're able to even the score on the power play.
Yeah, that was pretty big. Mark Kandary joined the rush. Dave Spina drove it all the way down and gave him a good pass right in the slot, and he made no mistake. He was sinking shot all the way on that when he hammered it in the net, and that's a big goal to get the momentum back on our side, and especially on the road when they're able to come out and get the lead. To be able to answer like that, the very same shift is huge.
Let's talk about the All-Stars selected on Tuesday. Maybe not a big surprise to a lot of people, as you'll be taking your goaltender Jake Allen with you at Hershey.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly earned it. Obviously, we feel like he's done a heck of a job for us here in the first half of the season. He's had very few starts that he hasn't been a stellar competitor for us. And, I guess when you look at it now, he's got 5 shutouts, and those are impressive numbers that he's put together. And it's become very consistent, and we've come to expect it from him. And I think even now, last game, he came out to a rocky start, but he's finding a way now. He's got the maturity to kind of battle through a slow start and still be a competitive guy and a top goaltender for us later on in the game if he struggles early.
And you've got Nathan Oystrick, who's got 10 goals in just 26 games already, and he's not too bad defensively either.
No, that's just it. I mean, he's an interesting guy because you can match him up against other teams' top forwards, and he'll defend him. I mean, he's a strong skater. He can play a physical game. He plays with a little bit of an edge, but then also at the other end of the rink, he contributes offensively, and not just in the power play either. I mean, when you turn him loose a little bit and give him the freedom to be able to play up ice and look for offense if you're down goals, he certainly comes through more often than not. So those numbers, when you have 10 goals in a shortened first half of the season, that's pretty impressive.
Tuesday was a big day for a lot of guys on this team, including 2 guys that are no longer on this team, and Phil McRae and Ryan Reeves, both getting a chance to play in the NHL. For Phil, it's his first call-up. 2 guys that have played well and deserved a chance at that next level.
I think so. I think that, Phil's come a long way from the start of the season in his play and his consistency and just his preparation of the game, and I think he's earned himself a shot, and hopefully he goes up there and makes the most of it. And Ryan Reeves' second opportunity this year, I think playing some of his best hockey. I really like the way he's played since he's come back from St. Louis the last time. He's been a real tough player to play against, and he doesn't take any nights off. He has the ability to swing things, the momentum in your direction with his physical play, and he's been chipping in offensively, and he's been a responsible player in the defensive end of the rink.
Scored his first NHL goal last night as well. Just talking about tonight, you see Oklahoma City for the 3rd time in a row out of 4. Not too many surprises left. They're missing a few guys, but they've still got guys like Giroux and McDonald and Morin that can put the puck in the net.
Yeah, they certainly have some skill over there. They have guys that have the ability to make plays. Dangerous team off the rush, a very quick transition team, and they have some D that like to join and jump up in the play with them as well. So you got to be a real responsible defensive team starting in the offensive zone with your third forward high and make sure that they're doing a job and guys aren't skating by them. To, you know, you have to do a job to eliminate odd man rushes. And we want to play them physical as much as we possibly can. I mean, they, like you said, with their skill, you got to take away their time and space and really drive through them and hit through the hands if you can to separate them from the puck.
That's Ruben head coach Jared Bednar as Peoria gets set to take on the Barons here at Carve Arena. More in a moment on 96.5 ESPN, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.